All right, we're going to do two more stories, and we're going to take a short break, starting with a newcomer to this show. She hosts her own podcast named Kelly Talks. You might recognize her from shows like Fox Laughs or Last Comic Standing. Please welcome Kelly Howard.
Oh my God, this is gonna be fun. Okay, so Wrong Adventure. Well, a little tidbit about me. I'm super cheap, so cheap that I hated getting my nails done, so I married an Asian. I was like, I'm tired of paying for it. That's a terrible joke. But my husband is Asian, so I can say that. Half Japanese, half Chinese, still all Asian. And it works, too, because we get in arguments around the house. And I'd be like, hold up, bro, is this really about me, or are you having a little international conflict? I don't know. Go sit down. So my wrong adventure has been with our sex life, right? It's been very interesting. People think, I don't know what you think married sex life is like, but if you're not married, it gets different. It just happens. It just, my sex drive left and she has not returned. I don't know what is happening. So I've been doing some expanding, right? I've been looking online, trying to find ways to heighten my sexual energy. And I came across this thing called a yoni egg. Does anybody know what that is? Okay, so we got two freaks right here. These two, I was like, yeah, we know what that is. We know what that is. Everybody else is like, yoni egg. So originally, yoni egg was made for to strengthen the pelvic floor muscle in a woman's vagina, right? You would place it in, kind of like a weight, and you would kegel with it, and it would strengthen the pelvic floor muscle. But apparently, some chick in New Orleans put like a bunch of them in a big black pot and poured like some purple Kool-Aid over it, said a prayer, I don't know. But it heightens your sexual energy now. So I bought one off YouTube. And I was so excited, right? I was like, oh my God, when I get this, this is going to save my marriage, right? Because you don't want to get cheated on again. So watch out now. Oh my God, I was so mad too. I don't think I would have been mad if she was Asian, though. I'd have been like, oh, I get it. You going home. Have fun. But she was black. I was like, I will not tolerate this. Oh my God, if she was Asian, I'd be like, come in for tea. How are you? If she was black, I was all on her Instagram. Like, oh my God, she do lashes? Who is this bitch? Okay, back to the story. So I get carried away because I'm a stand-up by nature. So I just want to go into other shit that I want to talk about. So back to what I'm saying. So I'm online. I'm looking up ways to heighten your sexual energy, right? So I get this yoni egg. I'm super excited about it. I go in. I rinse it off with a little Summer's Eve, right? I'm like, it's going to get cracking, right? And I'm looking for the string because it's supposed to come with a little silicone string. That's how you take it out, like a tampon, right? You just pull it. And mine didn't have one. But at the same time, I'm super ambitious. So I was like, fuck it. Right in, right? Let it have it. And I felt so confident. All day, I'm walking around. I'm, like, placing orders at Starbucks and shit. Like, yeah, let me get a matcha green tea. Grande. Like, I just felt like I was so much sexier. Like I was Jessica Rabbit or some shit walking around. So I got home. My husband was home already from work. I was like, oh, this is time. I need to go in and push this out, right, so we can get it cracking. And I'm thinking the whole time, like, how hard could it be to lay an egg, right? It's hard as fuck to lay an egg. I'm here to tell you, it's very difficult. It is not how easy, like, chickens make it seem. So I'm in there, and I'm pushing. I'm pelvic thrusting, right? Nothing's happening. I'm doing all types of kegeling. Nothing's happening. So I'm like, oh, shit, it's stuck. So I had to go back online and Google ways to unstuck a yoni egg, right? And let me just say, there's hundreds of these videos. So clearly this is a fucking problem. Somebody needs to regulate these wild yoni eggs. This is too much. They all the videos say the same thing. They say, squat down like this, take these two fingers, stick them inside, cuff them, and then pull it out, right? Let me tell you about these two fingers. These two fingers ain't good for shit. But smoking a cigarette and playing rock, paper, scissors. That's it. That's all. They're not getting no goddamn yoni egg. Because I'm sitting there, I'm trying to pull the yoni egg out. And it just kept reminding me of my dad's love when I was a child. You know what I mean? Like, present but distant. You know what I'm saying? Just not quite grasping. Like, kept slipping. Come on, daddy. Anyway, I don't know. Don't know why I'm talking about my daddy and my vagina. We're going to move on. So I'm like, okay, this thing is really stuck. I cannot get it. I have no choice. I got to tell my husband, right? So I go and I let him know. I'm like, babe, look, I got an egg stuck in me. Don't say shit. I did this for you. I need your help getting it out. And do you know that me and this man had a 15-minute argument on why the length of his fingers was too short to fit the depth of my vagina in order to help me get this damn egg out? I was like, you really not gonna help me get this egg out? He was like, I can get some chopsticks. I don't know what you want me to do. So after that, Northwestern Clinic ended up helping me lay my egg. That is what happened. I walked in. It was so embarrassing, too. Not for me, for them. Because I was confident. I knew exactly what I needed. I was like, hey, yo, look, I got an egg up in me. I need you to get me signed in. Register me. And she was like, an egg? I'm like, you can Google this shit later. It's been 3 days, okay, man? I don't know if this thing gonna multiply. I fuck around. I have a dozen eggs in me by the end of the week. Get me signed in. So she gets me registered. I get to the back, and the doctor is like 12 years old. He's the youngest doctor I've ever seen in my life. He's so young and he's so uncomfortable. You can tell because he's like, so just stuck right up in there, huh? Just, you know, he's trying to grab the specula, and, you know, the clear or steel thing, depending on your insurance. It's like a little duck beak. And I'm laughing the whole time, but you can tell he's nervous and he's like, what are you laughing at? And I'm like, dude, just do your job. But it looks to me like a duck is coming back to retrieve its property. You know? Like, how dare you steal from me? So I'm laughing. Finally, he get the egg out. I'm relieved. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. It's been 3 days, you know? And I was fine until he brought me back my discharge papers, which said foreign object stuck in vagina. And that pissed me off because the yoni egg was not a foreign object. First of all, I bought that shit from New Orleans. You know what I mean? That is from the USA. So that is my wrong adventure. I thought it was going to be a sex craze, and it turned out to be a stuck egg that sits in front of Buddha now. Thank you, guys. I've been Kelly Howard.
Kelly Howard, everybody.
And if you decide to look me up or anything, my name is spelled like Kanye, but Kelye, so it's K-E-L-L-Y-E.
That's true. That is true. Thank you, Kelly. You guys all learned something about what not, like, products not to buy, maybe, or at least some precautions to take if you buy them. I know I did.